very quickly, I haven't left you very much time. It's like 20 seconds each. I'm sorry. Your stock picks this evening, Nick, anything that tempts you?
So I would be tempted with British American Tobacco. I suppose it fits into a little bit of that Rand Hedge type of theme that I was discussing a little bit earlier. And it really comes down to just unloved in the market. A lot of headwinds, I think, against the company, you know, from an ESG kind of perspective, but it's just too cheap. Simple and easy as that. Gives you an 8% sort of dividend yield. Looking forward, I think it's very attractive at the moment.
Yeah. Sibuniso, how about you?
First Rand, which is FNB, WesBank, and RMB. One of the most powerful companies in the world is Google, because it knows everything. When you're sick, you Google. But if you think about it, banks have the same knowledge. All your transactions, and banks going forward, we think are going to be, if they harvest data well, they're going to do exceptionally well. One that does well with its e-bucks and all of that ability, that's First Rand, which is through the FNB and RMB and WesBank. And so we look at South African banks, they're trading at valuation levels we last saw in the 80s, very attractive. And this particular one is brilliant at IT. Its returns are exceptional. And so it thinks more than just the bank. And so if it's able to harvest that data well, we think it's best positioned for that. I think that this could be a fruitful investment.
Yeah. All right, gents. Well, we'll leave it there. And thank you very much for joining us on the program this evening in what has been a spectacularly weird year. So my thanks to you both. And I hope you have good holidays and all that as we wind down over the next 2 weeks. Nick Rell, of course, from Ashburton Investments. Sibuniso Nkumalo from Old Mutual Investments. Alicia will be back tomorrow night. Good evening. It's